It's the Sound Kitchen.
Mmm, yummy.
It's the Sound Kitchen.
Ooh, that sounds delicious.
You're listening to the Sound Kitchen.
Yummy.
And Susanna Wexby is cooking.
Bienvenue and welcome to the Sound Kitchen, where you never know what you'll be served. I'm Susan Owensby. It's Saturday, the 21st of September, the 264th day of the year in the Gregorian calendar. There are 101 days left in 2024. Before we get started, I have a question for you. How do you listen every week to the Sound Kitchen? Through our website, rfienglish.com, through Facebook, or through one of those listening apps like Spotify and the like? Do you listen on your phone or from your computer? Do let us know. We're curious, that's all. Hey, guess what today is? International Peace Day. The International Day of Peace was established in 1981 by the United Nations General Assembly. In 2001, the General Assembly unanimously voted to designate the day as a period of nonviolence and ceasefire. And we needed ceasefires, but a little longer than a day. Anyway, RFI Listeners Club member Bidan Chandra Sanyal from West Bengal, India, wrote this about the day. Every year on the 21st of September, the International Day of Peace, also called World Peace Day, is observed across the world. The day is observed to maintain peace, friendly relations, and harmony, and to promote good relations between different countries and among us all. It reminds us that this world is our home, and we should live in peace, in a friendly manner, maintaining goodwill with everyone. Those who have done or are doing various things to maintain peace in the world are remembered on this day. No problem can be solved by quarreling, trouble, mayhem, or war. People of good sense never want war. As a result of the war thirst of the dominant people, misery and despair are brought to people's lives, and there's a huge amount of loss. And now that powerful states are armed with nuclear weapons, a third world war could wipe out thousands of years of human civilization. As the triumph of science is bringing human civilization to the peak of development, its misuse can destroy civilization. Therefore, peace-loving people all over the world have only one prayer. We want peace, not war. With love, Bidan Chandra Sanyal. Thank you, Bidan.
Hello, everyone. This is Wasajja Richard from Vira Maria Hospital in Uganda. I do appeal for peace, especially in countries where we have wars. I would be like to be prayed a song for Lucky Dube of different colors, one people, because we are all one, despite of our different geographical locations. I greet you all, the Sound Kitchen listeners. I love you all.
Thank you, Richard. Paul Myers has taken a good long holiday after his hectic summer covering the Olympics, and Erwan Rome is off, but we have our beloved colleague Big Chief, also known as Vincent Pourrat, here to mix the show. Vincent also chose the music at the end of the show, and of course there's the Listener's Corner too, but first...
Are you ready? I do hope so.
And so do I, because it's... time for the quiz. On the 24th of August, I told you a story about a sign I saw on a French highway this summer. On most highways across France, there are illuminated signboards that tell you if there's an accident ahead or to encourage you to take a break from driving and to remind you of the speed limit. The messages change according to what information is deemed necessary for drivers at that time. During the Olympic Games, the sign said, "Remember, 130 kilometers per hour. Speed is for Leon." You would write in and tell me who Leon is and why the French said speed was okay for him. The answer is Leon is that French human fish, Leon Marchand. He won 4 gold medals in swimming this year. the 200-meter medley, 200-meter breaststroke, 200-meter butterfly, and the 400-meter medley. He became the sixth swimmer in Olympic history to win four individual gold medals at a single Games. Léon Marchand is the world record holder in the long course 400 meters individual medley, the Olympic record holder in the 200 meters butterfly, the 200 meters breaststroke, and the 200 meters individual medley, and the French record holder in the long course 200 meter individual medley, 200 meter butterfly, and 200 meter breaststroke. A student would have a hard time memorizing all those records he has. Pretty incredible, huh? The young man is fast. Watching him swim is incredible. See why the French government would tell us to be careful with our speed. But Léon could go as fast as he wished. And guess what? Monsieur Marchand trains at the University of Texas in my hometown, Austin. How about that? In addition to the quiz question, there was the bonus question. The Paris 2024 Olympic Games are over, but if you had a chance to win a gold medal, in which sport would it have been? The question was suggested by RFI Listeners Club member Hans Werner Lolica from Hedehusen, Denmark. You'll hear the answers later in the Listener's Corner, so don't touch that dial. The winners of this week's quiz are RFI Listeners Club member Alan Holder from the Isle of Wight, England. Alan is also this week's bonus question winner. He wrote that his Olympic gold medal would be for the high jump. Why? Here's what he wrote. When I was younger, I had the habit of being cheeky and a bit of a prankster, and sometimes this would get me into trouble both at school and at work. I was often told that if I did not change my ways, I would soon be for the high jump. Hence my choice of this sport. I think I would have done well. I have a feeling you would have done well too, you old dinosaur, you. By the way, be for the high jump is a British idiom that I had never heard. Most of you study British English, so maybe you have. I had to look it up. It means to be certain to be punished. Congratulations on your double win, Dino. Also on the list of lucky winners this week are Salim Akhtar, the president of the RFI Seven Stars Radio Listeners Club in District Chinio, Pakistan. Hello, dear brother Salim. And congratulations, Pakistan, on your amazing javelineer, Arshad Nadim. Nadim made history for Pakistan by becoming the first ever Pakistani to win an individual Olympic gold medal. Not only that, he set an Olympic record with his throw of 92.97 meters, the sixth longest throw in history. Javelin throwing, a javelin is a light spear, is one of the original Olympic Games from ancient Greece. I think it's very beautiful to watch. Mubarak, Ashad, Mubarak, Pakistan. Also on the list of lucky winners this week are RFI Listeners Club members Rodrigo Hunreche from Ciudad de Concepción, Chile, Helmut Matt from Herbolzheim in Germany, and dear Father Stephen Wara, who lives in the Cistercian Abbey in Bamenda in Cameroon's northwest region. Congratulations to this week's winners, and thanks to each and every one of you who wrote in. Earlier this week, France's Ministry of Foreign Affairs adopted a new action plan for professional equality between men and women. A recent report from France's High Council on Equality lamented that within the foreign ministry, men still occupied the most prestigious positions. But you know all about that because you read our article, France's Foreign Ministry Unveils Two-Year Gender Equality Strategy, right? So you'll have no problem answering this question. What is the foreign ministry's goal for promoting women to important posts? What is the percentage they're aiming for? Again, reread our article, France's Foreign Ministry Unveils Two-Year Gender Equality Strategy, and send in the answer to this question. What is the percentage of ambassadors and what is the percentage of consuls that the French Foreign Ministry said it will reserve for women? You'll find our article on the Sound Kitchen page on our website, rfienglish.com, as well as on the Sound Kitchen and the RFI English Listeners Forum Facebook pages. This week's bonus question is from Saba Bint Sumaya from Bogora, Bangladesh. Saba wants to know how you would define a truly happy person. What do you think? What makes a truly happy person? I think it would be someone who has the great good fortune to live in a society where the citizens have built a good political system with strong institutions and who elect decent, honest men and women into government. Hey, who gets the happiest country award every year? The Scandinavians. I think also true happiness comes when you have fulfilling work and a good support network of family and friends. And a little bit of extra money for a new dress from time to time. What about you? How would you describe a truly happy person? And don't forget, we're happy to hear your ideas for bonus questions, so please send them in. And thanks again, Saba, for the suggestion. You have until the 14th of October to get your answers to the quiz and the bonus question to me. Be sure to tune in on the 19th of October to hear if your answer wins a prize. As always, be sure you include your postal address with your postal code. And don't forget to let me know if you are a Miss, a Ms., a Mrs., or a Mr. I don't want to get it wrong.
Send your quiz answers to english.service@rfi.fr. That's english.service@rfi.fr. You can also text your answer to the Sound Kitchen mobile phone. Dial +336 31 12 96 82. That's +336 31 12 96 82. Always include your postal mailing address and, if you have one, your RFI Club membership number.
Radio France International, The Sound Kitchen, Susan Nowinski.
You know what that means. It's time for the Listener's Corner. The question you answered this week, suggested by Hans Werner Lolica from Hedehusen, Denmark, is: the Paris 2024 Olympic Games are over, but if you had a chance to win a gold medal, in which sport would it have been? Hans wrote to say he figured he better answer his own question. He said he likes team sports. Here's what he wrote. I guess football would be my choice. In many sports, they train for years, and then at the Olympics, it only comes down to a few seconds or minutes. In team sports, you get at least 3 matches and days in between to enjoy the festival. A very practical way of looking at it, Hans. You must be back from your trip to the U.S. by now, and where you saw your long-lost cousins. You must write and tell us about your adventures. Helmut Matt is with you, Hans. He likes team sports, too. This is what he wrote. I would love to win an Olympic gold medal in a team competition like soccer or basketball, because I could then share my success with others. Shared joy is always double the joy. I love joy. Watching joy is pretty joyful, too. Yesterday, I watched a dad walking down the street playing catch with his very little daughter. She was 3, 4. Oh, my, how she giggled with delight. Papa was pretty happy, too. And so was I. It seems Radhakrishna Pillai is sporty. He wrote, I want to win an Olympic medal in badminton. I believe my daily practice and fitness will help me in achieving my goal. Malik Ala Bachaya Kokar wrote cricket because it is the most famous sport in Pakistan and I love to play it. Malik,
Cricket is weird, says the American who adores baseball. I have no idea what in the world is going on in a cricket match. It's just different enough from baseball to be utterly confusing to a Yank. Rodrigo Henriquez wrote that for an individual sport, it would be chess, math, golf, archery, badminton, or trial. What in the world is trial, Rodrigo? And I don't think there's a math Olympic Games or chess, either golf. I don't think so. The archery, however, was wonderful to watch. Anyway, Rodrigo continues, any would be an honor. For team sports, Rodrigo favors basketball, soccer, football, and American football. Carpe diem, go for them all, Rodrigo. We have some swimmers out there. Dipita Chakrabarty wrote, swimming is an elegant and spirited activity that keeps me fit mentally and physically. I have excelled in school and college swimming events, so I would go for an Olympic gold win. Sadman Shihab Kondekar is a swimmer too. He wrote, I'm a good swimmer. As a child, I learned to swim in our pond, then in a river nearby. I won prizes for swimming in school and college, as well as in some special sport day programs in my community. Father Stephen Wara chose swimming too because he has a hero, Leon Marchand. He admits he's not very good at swimming, but it just takes training, he said. Let's end with Jayanta Chakrabarty, who wrote, the sport I would choose to win a gold in the Olympics is gymnastics. Though difficult, it is a fascinating artistic sport, especially performing the vault and parallel bars. I marvel at the great stars like Vera Kozlovska, Nadia Comaneci, and Oka Shinosuke, who so elegantly have won gold. I would love to emulate them. Of course, having a try at gymnastics at this age may result in broken limbs or an unbearable sprain for me. Yeah, I think the average age of those gymnasts is about 12. Okay, I'm exaggerating, but just watch and wish, okay, Jayanta? And I agree, those women just fly. They're amazing. Simone, you know who I mean, that amazing Olympian, Simone Biles. And there you have it. Remember, everyone, this week's bonus question is, how would you define a truly happy person? The question was suggested by Saba Binta Sumaya from Bogora, Bangladesh. Thanks, Saba. Do you have a bonus question idea? If so, send it to us at the Sound Kitchen, all one word, no spaces, at rfi.fr. That's it for today's Listener's Corner. Thanks, everyone, for participating.
You're listening to Radio France International.
Okay, my friends, it's time to clear the table and wash the dishes. Thanks for joining me in the Sound Kitchen, and keep those cards, letters, emails, and text messages coming. Many thanks to Vincent Pora for mixing the show, and thanks to you for listening. Be sure and tune in next week, the 28th of September, for the answer to the question about the number of athletes who participated in the Paris 2024 Paralympic Games. The Sound Kitchen podcast is ready for you every Saturday on the RFI English website, rfienglish.com, or wherever you get your podcasts. Today, it's music from Vincent, who kindly agreed to choose our playout music. He pays homage today to Mehdi Favaris Essadi, better known as DJ Mehdi. Vincent was inspired by a documentary he just saw about him, which I haven't watched yet, but Vincent assured me it is excellent. DJ Mehdi, born in 1977, right outside Paris, was a hip-hop and house music producer and DJ. He died in a tragic accident in 2011. Poor man, the skylight in his apartment collapsed and killed him, and he was only 34. Vincent chose DJ Mehdi's pocket piano, and this is what he told me about what the musician meant to him. At the time of his tragic accident, I was organizing parties, and I particularly remember the gloomy atmosphere that followed his death in the clubs. DJ Mehdi had an open mind and musical knowledge that I found incredible. He produced some of the biggest hits in French rap, and at the same time, he was part of the French touch. He was the French flair. The end of the documentary reminded me that his disappearance was a bit of an end, the end of a carefree era of my life, and the entry into the dull world of passionless work. I very much identify with his musical tastes, especially Jimi Hendrix. The documentary I just watched on May Day closes with a quote from Hendrix, "The Story of Life." The story of life is quicker than the wink of an eye. The story of love is hello and goodbye until we meet again. I didn't get to see Jimi Hendrix in real life, but I could have seen DJ Mady, who, like Jimi, cut through the barbed wire between musical styles. Pocket Piano, which I chose, is a deep, introspective, yet open melody. It's us humans, paradoxical, hateful, and in love, in pursuit of an epic honor. It's the perfect soundtrack to this wonderful musician, DJ Mady. Thanks, Vincent, for the discovery. Here it is, Pocket Piano by DJ Mady. I'm Susan Owensby. Be well, do good work, be kind, and stay in touch. And remember, do not confuse human beings, our brothers and sisters, with their governments. Stay safe, my friends. Talk to you all next week.
Thank you.